More than 30,000 grocery store workers in New England have gone on strike. The union employees of Stop and Shop walked out last Thursday, leaving 240 stores understaffed and some closed altogether. This work stoppage comes at a moment of increased union activism across the United States, like the high-profile teacher strikes in Los Angeles and Denver, and is the largest private sector strike in at least 3 years. Stop and Shop workers have also picked up the support of local and national politicians, including presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren.
Message to Stop and Shop is to be fair. What workers are asking for is fair wages, health care benefits, and a decent chance at a retirement.
Joining me to discuss is Jennifer Klein, a professor of history at Yale University, focusing on labor. Jennifer, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me to discuss this.
So you live in Connecticut, which is one of the three states where Stop and Shop employees are on strike. How big of a presence is Stop and Shop where you live, and how's it working out for you all?
Stop and Shop is the major grocery chain in my area of New Haven. The stores have had to either close, as you mentioned, or they have cut hours dramatically. And we have seen a lot of local support for the workers. And so I think that actually we're really seeing the visible impact of what happens when workers who we depend on realize that they need to withdraw their labor in order to get the company to truly recognize their demands and the value of their labor.
Remind us what some of the sticking points were that led to this strike between Stop and Shop and the workers.
I think, first of all, a significant issue is back to the question of health care and pensions. And, you know, as long as we continue to rely on employment and private insurance to enable people to have access to health care, this is going to really be a major contest in terms of making health care affordable. Secondly, what we see is the strategy of employers trying to hire new people at a lesser level of compensation, lesser health insurance, and less in terms of retirement pay, and setting up a two-tier workforce and unequal opportunities as people newly come into this workforce. Third, I think, is the major issue of automation. We've been told that, well, as manufacturing declines and there have been fewer jobs in manufacturing, it's okay because really the service sector has picked up those jobs. But now we are seeing a rapid automation happening in the service sector.
So Stop and Shop's president is saying that the changes proposed by the union could mean higher prices for consumers. Jennifer, is this really a zero-sum game where if employees get raises, consumers have to pay more?
No, I don't think it is. First of all, this is an immensely profitable company. So this is really about how we choose to distribute the profits and the wealth generated by the company between workers and the employer. Also, if this is the largest or one of the largest chains in New England, then the fact is that they set the market. They set the wage. So if, in fact, workers were able to maintain high wages and decent benefits at a company like this, then that means that other supermarkets in these areas would also have to match that.
Jennifer, I want to get back to that point about how we're seeing more use of striking as a tool for labor in recent years. I mean, I mentioned self-checkout earlier and automation earlier, particularly when it comes to retail jobs. More and more, I see automation at retail. So being forced as a consumer, essentially, to check myself out of different stores. Are employers getting cheeky when it comes to their need for their employees because of this automation? Are they thinking, well, we're really not going to need you guys after all because we've got machines to do that?
I certainly think that is what the intention is. And we have to remember that There are always innovations in technology happening, but there are social and political choices made about how technology is applied and where technology is applied. There's never anything inevitable about it. And so I think where you have a union, and when workers go on strike in a context such as this, they're also asking for workers to have some input in how this technology is applied. This is why workers find the need to act collectively, because that is the only way in which they can have significant leverage with the employer to make decisions about whether people will, in fact, continue to be employed.
And are they losing that leverage?
Actually, I think we're seeing a tremendous reversal at this moment. We had seen a significant hesitance and resistance and even fear to using the strike weapon, really for fear that it would just be a losing gamble. People would be fired. They would not be able to get back into their jobs. They would have to take losses. But now, really, with the strike waves of the last year, I think this Stop and Shop strike is not taking place in a social vacuum. It really has public attention. It has the support of elected officials. It has the support of other unions. I also think that because this company has a European owner, that this opens up the possibility of having transnational support, because in Belgium, these workers are a lot higher paid and they usually are unionized. And so when the company is a European-based company, it often enables a successful transnational solidarity to turn this into a winning action. And so I think what we see is not just low-paid workers saying we've had enough of poverty wages, or workers saying it's time to really defend our gains in terms of pensions and health care, but also once again saying that we should have the rights of freedom of speech, freedom of association, and equal voice in the workplace. And I think it's really part of a significant move that we're seeing certainly in the public sector over the last year, and now Marriott strikers in the early part of this year, and now with the grocery store workers. So this is the largest amount of strike activity that has occurred in the United States since the mid-1980s.
Jennifer Klein is a professor of history at Yale University, focusing on labor. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
The Takeaway reached out to Stop and Shop about the strike, and in response, they sent us a comment detailing the company's healthcare proposals for its workers. You can read that response online at thetakeaway.org.